say about him yesterday?
Or Wednesday when we talked to him? How did your relationship evolve with him?
Well, he came in a little late from camp, and so you obviously, for a quarterback, you got to get him up to tempo as fast as you can. Spend a lot of time with him. What I'd say about Brett is he's a great guy, really, really a good friend right now, but not only is he a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, I appreciate the time I got to spend with him, learn some things from him, and you know, I wish him the best of luck this season, except this week.
Is that a little daunting? He's a Hall of Fame guy. You know, you're a younger coach, and he comes in, and all of a sudden you're supposed to coach him up?
No, I didn't feel that way at all. I think my job is to make sure that they understand what we're looking for as players, and age has never been an issue with me. Started it fairly young in the NFL. My job is just to make sure they know what to do, tell them how to do it, and demand that they go out and try to do it the way we want.
And being around Brett, and obviously being around guys like Tom Brady, guys like that, is there a trait in those quarterbacks that stand out from other guys that you've worked around or other players maybe?
Well, I've been fortunate to be around a couple of those really, really good ones. Just really dedicated to their craft. Great in the meeting rooms. Go out there and, you know, each of them have different, their own personalities. I think every player has their own personality, but really good command in the huddle. Knew what they were doing. They both really, really prepared hard. Brady was exceptional with it. And Brett, he was really exceptional with it, too. He was always studying. It was pretty impressive.
Brett Favre, does that, you know, what kind of advantage does that give you, or does it not give you an advantage at all because he's such a known entity at this point?
I don't think it gives you an advantage either way. You know, the players are the players, whoever they may be, and your job is to make sure that they're doing exactly what you want them to do. Whether it's Brett or another guy, it doesn't really matter. That's what you get paid to do, and that's what you try to do.
Was talking about how pleased with the progress that both quarterbacks made during camp.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically to Brady, though, what were the biggest strides that he made?
Well, I think not only just with Brady and D.A., I think when you have a new coaching staff come in, you have a ton of information, and sometimes it feels overwhelming for players, I think. And from March to April to May to June, those guys have been in a ton in the offseason. When they don't have to be in, they're in. I'm really impressed with how they actually work to understand, because we have a lot of things that we do. And both of the guys have done a really good job with that.
For you as offensive coordinator, I mean, D.A. we know throws a ball really well deep down the field. And Brady, you could tell that they have different styles. So how do you was that difficult for you not until you knew who the quarterback was, designing the game plan or whatever?
No. We're expecting all our players to make sure that they're able to do the skills that are required that they have to do when they're out there. No, not really. Not at all.
Having been around some of the best quarterbacks in the league, do you see some of those same signs in Brady Quinn?
Well, I think with both guys, Mary Kay, they work extremely hard. I'm not going to try to compare them to Tom and to Brett and those guys, but I'm really happy with the way that they've worked and approached this competition, and both of them have done a nice job.
Yeah, you've been in both situations, though, where Brett was, once you got him last year, you knew he was the guy. Obviously, you were in New England. You knew Tom was the guy there. How different is it, and what are maybe some of the pluses and minuses to going into a season or going into camp and everything else not knowing who the guy is?
Well, when I went to the Jets with Eric, when I first got there, it was Chad. And then the next year, Chad and Kellen were competing with one another. So it was a similar situation from what we had this year. Kellen and Chad were going at it, and you know, that's when the Jets brought Brett in. But pretty similar situation in terms of splitting up the reps, making sure they get the situations that they need to get. So it was a good background to have.
Are there pluses to having more than one guy get reps, or would you have rather made a decision earlier?
Well, the one thing that I'm happy with about now is the guys that have got the reps, the two quarterbacks, I feel that that's a strength for us. They've got a ton of reps from May to June to July to August and through the preseason, and I feel comfortable with that position.
Surprised you with his ability to play wide receiver, or was this what you guys expected?
You know, I didn't have any expectations coming in. Knew he was a pretty dynamic kick returner, and the kid, to his testament, has really done a good job with picking up the offense, going out there, trying to improve his craft every day. George McDonald has done a great job with him as a receiver coach, and I'm pleased with him, really pleased.
The offense and maybe the rest of your receivers do because of his open field?
No, what I tell the receivers and we tell them is your main job is to get open and catch the ball. And I learned that from Bill, but that's what their two main jobs are, get open and catch the ball. And some guys have different ways to get open. Some guys are quicker. You know, I had a guy like Deion Branch, really quick, crafty in the slot. And then you get a guy like Braylon, who's a physical receiver, and he has a different way to get open. But Josh has done a good job with that.
The two quarterbacks to answer this question. What? Tell me what Brady does best, and then tell me what D.A. does best.
Well, I'm not going to separate them. I'm going to keep them together. Both of them have done a good job with their huddle presence. Both of them have done a good job with executing the offense, and I've been pleased with both of them.
It's a really tough decision to make.
Well, it was Eric's decision, and he had input from everybody. I'm sure that, you know, I don't want to speak for Eric at all, but, you know, it's probably a difficult decision to pick that position.
Coach Bice's offense helped him at all, do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's some similar things that we do, but again, there were some similar things that we had from, you know, Brian Schottenheimer had a similar core system as Chud had in terms of the terminology, and this is just a mix and match of it all. So I think that both of them had similar advantages.
In watching, getting to watch Jamal Lewis over these months, are you comfortable with where you think he is and how much of a workload he can take and how many, you know, what percentage of the running plays he can take during a game?
Yeah, I'm real comfortable with him. He's another guy, didn't have much familiarity with coming in here, but an outstanding guy. He's had a really good week of practice this week. Happy with how he's picked up the offense, and you know, I'm pleased with his progress.
Did you go into a game, say Sunday, knowing how you're going to split up carries, or is that something that evolves once the game gets going?
Yeah, I think it evolves. Yep, I think it evolves. But you know, you have certain personnel groups you're going to use throughout a game, and maybe one guy's in one personnel group, another guy's in another personnel group, but how the game unfolds, it just kind of dictates it.
Brian, are you a guy that, kind of like Bill Walsh, that'll script the first 15 plays, or are you a field guy that you'll go off the field what the game is doing?
Oh, we'll script them. Yep, they'll be scripted early.
How many? How
far? Haven't got to the exact point yet here. Right when I get done with you guys, I'm going to go up and kind of put it together.
For you calling plays, how's that going for you so far? Has it been easier than you thought, harder than you thought? Or?
You know, I didn't have any preconceived notions going into it. My main goal is to be as prepared as I can possibly be to let the players have a chance to be successful. And it doesn't matter how long we have to be here. It doesn't matter the hours we have to put in. We got to make sure that we give our guys the best chance to be successful. I think as long as you're prepared in anything you do, you put yourself in a good situation.
Challenging, Brian, I'm sorry, in terms of challenging the defense, how important is it that you have a quarterback that can stretch defenses, and do you feel comfortable that both the quarterback candidates can do that effectively?
I feel comfortable both quarterbacks can do that. I think in each particular week you go into, you have to define, you know, what the defensive weaknesses are. Are they susceptible to that? Are they not? And then your game plan is going to be dictated on a variety of things.
This week, facing what they're going to, or preparing for what they're going to face on Sunday with Minnesota?
Well, they know they have a tough task ahead of them. Dominating defensive front, Minnesota has. They're working very diligent. War Hobbs has been doing a good job preparing them, but they understand what's ahead of them, and it's not an easy task. These guys are pretty dominating.
Assignment as offensive coordinator that you're drawing here. That's a pretty tough assignment for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty tough. You know, that front four is really, really good, and behind them they have fast flow linebackers that can move. And you all know Antoine Winfield. He played against him a bunch when I was at New England, and he's a really good corner. Everybody says you got to have, you know, great size, 6 foot six, prototypical. That guy is as physical as they come with the size that he is. And, you know, the Williams brothers and Allen and Edwards and those guys, it's going to be a challenge.
How many
you seen Brady grow just from March 15th, when 16th, when the off-season program began, to now?
Right, and I hate to do this to you, but it's not – he's like, you know, Muhammad and Brian. I'm not saying he's a rookie there. And all the guys that I've come encounter with here, they didn't have much of an understanding of exactly what we were going to do. And him, just like all the other guys, they really had to put a lot of work and a lot of effort into understanding the system, understanding the terminology. And all those guys have continually gotten better week in and week out.
Because it's such an important position, were you happy when this thing was over, this quarterback competition, so you could put it behind you and go back to just seeing how everything was going to fit together?
You know, I just prepared each day. Like, you know, we had the two guys, and that's what it was. And you prepare and you put them out there and you have them run and execute the plays. I didn't really have a feeling either way.
Rookie receivers, how are they fitting in? And is it fair to say that it seemed like Muhammad got more reps with the early teams, the first and second team, during the preseason? Is it fair to say that he got a little faster than Brian?
No, I think those two are pretty much in the same situation. And you talk about rookies. We're pretty demanding on our rookies, and they have a long way to go from when they come out of college to now. But you know, they're both two mature kids. So is Mac, and so is James Davis. They have a good maturity level, but they understand that they have a long way to go here.
One more, Davis
surprise you? I mean, he's a guy that not a first or second round pick, and I mean, he just seemed like from day camp started, he just took off.
He's done a nice job, and so have the other guys. I wouldn't say that I'm surprised by him. He does a good job with his preparation. No, I wouldn't say I was surprised by him. And trust me, he knows too. He's got a long way to go here now. Those rookies, he had a couple good games, but he still has to still got a long road ahead of him.